he is officially the Island Hoppin' Bear 2.0.
He's been everywhere, man, that Island Hoppin' Bear, man. He swam over there, I swear, man, the Island Hoppin' Bear, man. Tell people beware, man, of that Island Hoppin' Bear. He hit Lummi Island, Orcas Island, Shaw Island, Stewart Island, Lopez Island, Turner Island, Spaden Island, Clark Island, Crane Island, Sushi Island, Jones Island, Henry Island, Salmon Island, Gulf Islands, Portage Island, Pedro's Island, Friday Harbor, Roach Harbor, Snug Harbor, Doe Bay, Rosario, and Canada too, eh? He's been everywhere, man, that Island Hoppin' Bear, man. Gotta be moved elsewhere, man, that Island Hoppin' Bear, man. We trapped him with some eclairs, man, that Island Hoppin' Bear.
Now, that was the Island Hoppin' Bear from a couple of summers ago, and we got another Island Hoppin' Bear. Now, it's not the same guy. It's a different bear. Reports started coming in Friday that that bear who had been going back and forth between Whidbey Island and Anacortes and was last seen hanging around the Anacortes airport after he left Whidbey Island.
Now, did he fly to these other islands? I mean, he was at the airport.
He is now
jumped in.
The last we heard, he was on Orcas Island as of Friday with photographic evidence. So I reached out to, we heard from a couple of listeners on the Brad and John Facebook page and email. And so I reached out to Ralph Downs, our guy with Fish and Wildlife, and he said, yes, it is the same bear. He is on Orcas Island now.
Do we know, like, the mileage, how far it is, like, from A to B to get from Anacortes to Orcas Island?
I don't know. Ralph said he went from, you know, Fidalgo Island to Guemes to Cyprus. This is what he believes. From Fidalgo to Guemes to Cyprus. And then to Orcas. So,
wow.
I don't know what, you know, I don't know what other plans he has, but he might as well just hit them all. Hit as many as you can this summer.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I think he's trying to win the...
It's one thing to look, you know, we were just flying over him last week, and that's a good bit of distance when a hell of a lot of current between a couple of those, and he just paddling his ass through there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's trying to win the five counties in 5 days, five rock and roll Hall of Fame. He's trying to catch up with us. Where are those guys? I know they're coming out with tickets. I'm a bear. I want to see the Dead and Company.
Is the Country Bear Jamboree part of the lineup this year?
That's what I want.
Didn't you love the Country Bear Jamboree when you were a kid?
So he's last report. He is on Orcas. There's a picture of him standing up, going after a bird feeder. I don't think he's... I think Ralph Downs said he wasn't, like, fully grown, but he looks pretty big. I mean, he's big enough. I don't know how tall that bird feeder is. But.
Well, if he's food motivated, then maybe Thursday at the farmhouse market.
He could come see us there in Skagit County. You have to come back onto the mainland.
Come back into the Swinomish Channel.
Yeah, and then come back out to Lopez with us. On Friday, because I'm sure we'll have some breakfast out there on Friday morning at the Islander Resort.
He likes a mimosa.
So there's a thing you can go to the Brad and John Facebook page and see a picture of him up there. If you have pictures to share of him or to our listeners out on Orcas, you can send those along on the Brad and John Facebook page or email us, bradandjohn@kism.com. But this guy, he's pretty impressive. I mean, the last Island Hoppin' Bear...
He came from the north. He came out of Ferndale or something, didn't he? Or Blaine.
Yeah, I think that's where he started. Now, the song kind of says that he went to this island and that island and this and that. We don't really know. But
he's just getting started.
We do know for sure that last Island Hoppin' Bear did hit Orcas. We don't know about the other ones.
That's where he was caught.
But this guy here has really put on some miles because he's gone back and forth from Whidbey Island a few times, and then out to Orcas Island. So we'll keep...
Well, he's smart. You know, this is the time of year you want to maximize your time in the islands.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a smart bear.
The weather was great last week, so that could have had something to do with it. Or he's looking for a woman, but he keeps finding... You don't want to be going out to those islands. You're not going to find any on Whidbey or Orcas. You're going to be all by yourself out there on those islands. So go to the Brad and John Facebook page, and you can take a look at him there. And if you're wondering what he looks like.
Now he swam all the way across the strait. That's how he got there. People try to trap him, but he don't even care. He knows what's been going on. The island. island hopping bear.
More Brad and John next. KISM.